Unions and low-wage workers held protests around the state on Wednesday. 21 protesters were arrested for sitting down and blocking an intersection near Seattle University. All the rallies promised that Seattle's new $15-an-hour minimum wage is just the start of a fight against inequity in America. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
One of the half-dozen protests in the Seattle area focused on the way drivers for Uber and other taxi-like services are paid.
Uber, you can't hide.
The company sets the fares that drivers can charge, but drivers use their own cars and pay their own expenses. Organizers with the Teamsters Union said drivers often wind up making less than minimum wage. Last year, the Teamsters helped drivers form an app-based drivers association. Uber driver Don Creary told a crowd gathered in Pioneer Square that companies like Uber and Lyft can afford to do better.
It's becoming increasingly difficult to become a member of the American middle class. A year ago, Uber Lyft drivers were solidly in the middle class. Then that was taken from us with rate cuts. Uber has the resources, Lyft has the resources to pay us an amount to be in the middle class, just as the companies you all work for have those resources, have that money.
Uber driver Peter Quell lives in Kent. He said he works long hours so he can send money to his family. They live in a refugee camp in South Sudan.
We need our price to be raised. In order to make your day, to make your something for your kid, you have to work for 12 and 14 hours.
Uber officials say their drivers in the Puget Sound region average more than $19 an hour, but drivers have to pay all their driving expenses out of that. They're not employees of Uber, they're independent contractors. Uber calls them partners.
I believe that they are absolutely making a fair amount of money for what they're doing. The fares are extremely transparent. We take a 20% flat fee. There are no extra hidden fees at all.
Brooke Steger is Uber's general manager in Seattle.
It's a great opportunity for anyone, especially if they're looking for a flexible schedule.
Steger says the typical Uber driver works part-time whenever they feel like it to supplement their income. More than 3,000 people drive for Uber in the Seattle area. The rapidly growing startup now operates in 56 countries. Uber is estimated to be worth more than $40 billion. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.